Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 all your time. It's a high of 71. Currently, it is 43. Clear skies at Swope Park.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
Feeling good. Feeling like we almost at the end of the week. You know, I'm a weekend fiend, baby. I can't wait for them to get here. But ahead of the weekend, man, we got Mr. Eric Weston from Next Page KC. He has a community initiative we're going to be talking about this morning, as well as some maybe some spicy rumors around Kansas City that we're going to get to.
Love that. And then also we got the youngin' with them hands stopping through.
The champ.
Malachi Ross will be stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. And TMG goes down into 23s. Gail King sits down with an AI song creator. And the question is it rude to ask for a DNA test?
Can't wait for that. Robert, motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, let's take it back to the mid-80s with some Houdini. Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. How many of us have them, friends? Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends.
And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to
motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The best time to build a shelter from the rain is when the skies are clear. The best time to prepare is long before the need. The important file you've been working on will very likely be okay when you open it again tomorrow. But you don't know that for sure, and it's a good idea to spend a few seconds saving a backup. You can plan carefully, work diligently, and hope for the best. Nonetheless, things will sometimes go wrong, and when they do, it's best to be prepared. Creating a viable contingency might seem like a waste of time and resources, because in an ideal world, it won't be utilized. Yet, the day may come when you'd be in big trouble without it. You can't prepare for everything, yet you can be well prepared for many of the challenges that could suddenly block your path. Look ahead from where you are and ask yourself, what might happen and what could be done right now to mitigate the negative impacts? It's far better to prepare and not need it than to be caught unprepared. When the day is warm and the sun is shining, prepare yourself well for when it's not. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, high of 71. Currently, it is 43, clear skies at UMKC. Rapper G Herbo talks about collaborating with Moneybagg Yo on their new song, despite the mother of G Herbo's son being Moneybagg Yo's girlfriend.
You know, we players, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
life is life.
Yeah, yeah, life is life. Life is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they call it on Instagram, whatever, blended family. Yeah, it's just like, it's just family.
I'm glad that they've been able to, you know, be a family. It's not like they ever had any beef, but of course, when you got a baby mother or a baby father involved, things can kind of get a little tricky. So I'm happy that both of them sound like stand-up guys.
Yeah, glad this could be an example of so many circumstances in our community.
Yeah, that's real. Switching gears into the late D'Angelo, his longtime ex-girlfriend, Tony, speaks on D'Angelo's final days and what he told and shared with his 15-year-old son, Rocco.
He told Rocco the night before he passed, he said, it's not my time. And Rocco believed him because he's always gotten a Hail Mary. He's like a cat with nine lives. So everybody was expecting him to pull through.
She also goes on to say that he was, of course, being placed in hospice, but the kids weren't calling it that. I think some of them didn't really understand what was really going on with him and that this was even a possibility. And maybe he was just kind of trying to go easy on his 15-year-old son. So
tough.
Yeah,
it very brings brings me memories of... Look, I'll be open with y'all. I kind of knew when my pops was going to be having his last days, just the way that he was talking.
That is a tell sign right there.
Some of the things that I just noticed. You notice things about your parents or whatever, or somebody close to you. So, man, I would keep it real. If I were to do that, if I was going through that, I would keep it as real as possible with my kids.
It's the only way to be.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Cousins, join us Friday, November 14th, a week from tomorrow, for the Hot 103 Jams Feeds the Need 12-hour food donation drive. We're trying to benefit the Operation Breakthrough Food Pantry. So we're going to need your help, y'all. Hot 103 Jams, we are broadcasting live 6A to 6P at Ruby Jean's Juicery, 3000 Truths. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations to provide for the families Operation Breakthrough serves, impacted by the government shutdown and SNAP benefits. Kicking off with Hustle and Shine in the morning at 6 a.m. Please, y'all, help us feed the need. Caring about the community always. We are Hot 103 Jams. And D, with temperatures beginning to drop in areas across the United States, especially here in KC, some states are warning that funding for the program that heats your home, like they'll provide money and subsidies to heat your home and to pay for some of those bills you have, is being delayed because of the shutdown. And it's in its fifth week. So this anticipated delay comes as a majority of the 5.9 million households served by the federally funded heating and cooling assistance program, they're grappling with the sudden postponement of those benefits. So money is running out. And, you know, Trump, he's proposed zero funding for this program in the budget, too. So that even when, you know, things get afloat and things get stable, hopefully the shutdown ends soon. Not sure how long this program is going to last.
Yeah.
So
if you're able to help somebody at a time like this, please do. And if you need some help, please don't be afraid to ask somebody near you or just check out some of the resources being posted online. The Kansas City Discover page has been posting.
The Kansas City Defender page, too, on Instagram.
Yeah.
They got resources.
Yeah. And also, Kansas City Magazine just posted it. So there are a lot of online resources. So just make sure you check them out real quick.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Denver Sparkman. Happy 10th birthday, little cousin. Big love to T. King Designs and Heartbreak Ari. Look, I was like, you know what? Let me get on TikTok for a minute. Got on TikTok live. We vibed out. They was in there going crazy in the chat, so I appreciate you. Rich Harris is always on the text line. Shout out to Queen, Jordan, Carter, Callie, Jace, Pierre, Anastasia. And shout out to my cousin, Anita Primer. What's up, girl?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's all the shout out. I mean, we can go all day long, you know what I'm saying?
I would love to, man. As many shout outs as we can as possible. So, D, you know, I think everybody in Kansas City considers me, you know, the biggest Chiefs fan, and I will gladly wear that, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day.
Yeah.
But Dr. Yvette Richards, She has been named the Chiefs Fan of the Year this week, D. She's been a fan for nearly four decades and a season ticket member for nearly 11 years. Dr. Richards, she's made supporting the Chiefs a way of life. And then also she's tapped into the community as well, which is probably the more important thing, man. So, Dr. Yvette Richards, man, I think they sending you to the Super Bowl or something, huh?
I do know that the voting starts today, actually, for the Ultimate Fan of the Year. So, big shout out to Dr. Richards for being that 2025 Chiefs nominee. That's major.
Yeah, man. Not only a church and community leader, man, but she was, you know, instrumental in also helping us with the laundry drive that we had earlier this year.
Oh, major.
So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, with St. James right there on Paseo. So, Dr. Richards, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I might be fighting you for that title, though. You know what I'm saying?
You going to win, then. You going to win. I got you on backup, Dr. Richards.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 71, currently 45, fair skies in the River Market. Rapper Blueface's mother is on social media speaking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look, I didn't even have to tell you the whole story. You already, it's a prepare yourself. Well, she's saying now that Blueface is out of jail, it's time for some clarity and some changes.
Know who you was raised by. And since he was raised by me and his daddy, we understand. And he gave a very clear definition yesterday of why he has to do what he has to do. So we got that coming. In a few weeks, we'll get that DNA back. Everything will start working out. We'll figure it out. I'm sure he'll have the baby and all types of therapy now. I'm so grateful to God that we'll start to get somewhere.
Now, this conversation has led to, is it rude to ask for a DNA test?
Nope.
Outside of their Cirque du Soleil that they have going on.
Nope.
I think it's about how you ask about it and the status you might have with that person, but I think that it should be, you should do that.
Let me say this. You know who you're messing with.
That's true.
Blueface know exactly who he
is. All
man,
you gotta do, his name is Blueface. So let's start there.
I'm not trying to point no fingers or none of that at Krishan Rock or none of that. But fam, come on, y'all. Take the blinders off. Put your feelings to the side. We know who we dealing with this mess right here. And with that being said, fellas, if you know who you messing with, then you know she's a round the way girl. Nothing wrong with that. If you know sick. She around the way, you better do your due diligence.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, do your due diligence. I'm with you when you're right. Now, switching gears, this content creator is going viral after sharing a message about people not letting money get in the way of their community.
To remind everybody that being broke is not a personal failing. It is a systemic one. And it is not a reason to eliminate yourself from connection and from access to your community. For many, many years, I appeared to be a really terrible friend because I was super flaky, because I was broke. And I was too ashamed and in too much financial depression to admit to my people that the reason why I couldn't go get coffee is because I had negative $25 in my bank account.
I don't think she should be ashamed of that. And I don't think, if you know your circumstances, fam, that's like somebody going out to eat. And this is one of my biggest pet peeves. When they go out to a restaurant and they don't tip well, I hate
that. You'd rather they stay at home? Is that what you're saying?
Stay at home, fam. Mm. Just like
that. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, I commend her for that.
But she also says that to let your people know, like your village, if that's the situation, sometimes you should if it's your people and you feel comfortable. But, I mean, I do still think if you're in a situation where the funds ain't there, the last thing you should be doing is dating.
Ah, yes. Yes, thank you, D. Or going out or doing anything of that sort. Oh, my God. You just hit a nerve, boy. You just hit a nerve.
You should not be trying to take somebody out and, you know what I'm saying, your money looking funny.
Like,
that's all I'm saying.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing
just
this to
get your affairs in order. Take CYA.
Yes.
If you know, you know. If you don't,
come here.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Special guest on the Morning D. This Morning D, this man knows probably more about Kansas City than I do. And that's a tall feat. I'm calling it right now. Mr. Eric Wesson from Next Page KC. He's up hustling and shining. Thank you for coming on the show. Good morning. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Living the dream. Thanks so much for having me. Just one thing I want to say, congratulations on your reward. When I saw it on Facebook, that was the first time I've ever seen you without a baseball cap on. I
kind of
scrolled by, and I didn't even know who you were. And then I said, oh, that's Brian.
You had that serious look on.
That's right.
Had that hand on that chin.
That's right.
When had the gold on. Flashing and stuff.
When I got the gold wedding ring on, that means I'm about business. Yeah, yeah. But this morning, next page, Casey, you all are collecting non-perishable food items to help those impacted by the government shutdown and, of course, reduced SNAP payments. Mr. Weston, you're out in the streets. You're tapped in with Kansas City. Can you give us the raw reaction on how these SNAP benefits and the government shutdown is affecting everyday Kansas Cityans?
Oh, yeah, it is. And especially kids with the SNAP benefits, because a lot of that money went to schools. It went to daycare centers. Head Start programs now are under fire. And, you know, kids don't vote. They're not Democrats or Republicans, but they're victims in this situation. And, you know, a lot of times we say people live from paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. But today, if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, you're doing good. People like me, I live from paycheck to Monday. And if it's a mortgage paycheck, I'm living from paycheck to Saturday. So we have to be able to reach out and understand and help each other. So Dave Whalen had brought it to my attention. Hey, man, the newspaper is there. Maybe this is something that you ought to be involved in. But it has a serious effect on kids. So that's why basically I really wanted to do it in the families to help those families with those troubling times.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that's going down on next Friday, and you do have that pulse on the community, as Brian mentions.
You got my man, Mr. Eric Weston from Next Page KC, talking about Next Page KC collecting non-perishable food items to help those impacted by the government shutdown and reduce SNAP payments. Where can our listeners drop off those non-perishable food items at?
They can bring them by my office at 1216 Brooklyn.
Across the street from Peachtree.
Right across the street from Peachtree, right next door to Gates. Gates is on the east side of Brooklyn. I'm on the west side of Brooklyn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peachtree is across the street. Mm-hmm. Bring them there from 8:30 in the morning, Monday through Thursday, until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then on Saturdays from 10 until 11. I'm probably going to start distributing the packages probably on the 15th.
Okay.
And in the next page, KC, you often get on random people head as doing some things in the town. I know, because we, like, Mr. West and I, we often go back and forth on the topics that's going around the city or whatever, whether it be, you know, violence or crime or whatever.
Right.
And there's one particular person who might be on the milk carton who Mr. Weston is, you know, you've been talking about this. You've been vocal about Chief Graves and
absolutely,
and how she, you know, the visibility isn't there with some of the things that's going on in the city.
Right. And I think for her salary and the conditions of things that are taking place in the community, she needs to be a lot more visible. Mm-hmm. If Forte, you know, he was at the murder, he set a bad precedence for chief of police, because he showed them when you get on here, you got to do your job. And your job is not just, I think the mayor is more visible. And I did a meme with him wearing a chief of police hat, because you see him more with crime than you do her. And this is my philosophy with that. The mayor, I want him to tell me about city services. I want him to tell me about potholes, trash, all of those things. I want the chief of police to tell me about public safety, because a chief of police is an expert in public safety. So why do we have the mayor acting as the public information officer for the police department?
And you have a good pulse on the community, so you just being able to speak those words might reflect other cousins out there in the community. They may feel the same way.
Right.
And I want to switch real quick to ask you this, because you and I talked about this off air as far as the youth and our older generation passing that baton down, but then also making sure that they're not just passing the baton down, but giving us, the youth, the skills so that we can get to that level. How important is that?
That's very important. on both parts. Young people have to be able to listen, want to listen, and be mentored. Older people, mm-hmm. we got to let go of the reins on these things. You know what I want to do? And I told you earlier, I just want to come in and write editorials and pick up my check.
Yeah.
I want to be able to turn over the newspaper to a younger person. They've got the hustling, the drive, out and do that. So hustling and shining to go,
I love that.
Go
that was
out
perfect.
And do. You see how that slipped that yeah. in there for y'all?
Yeah, you did that.
Okay. Deanna got some, you know, she got some writing skills, you know. She could tap in, you know, investigative reporter.
Yeah.
Get your Bria Berry on real quick, you know.
But, yeah, we got to be able to do that. We have to relinquish these positions because times are changing, mm-hmm. philosophies, mentalities are changing, and we need younger people like you and Brian to pick up the mantle and take it to the finish line for us.
Understood.
Next page, KC, man, make sure y'all tap in and send your non-perishable food items over there on 12th Street to help those impacted by the government shutdown.
And one thing, we do take checks because we're getting the non-perishable food items, but people need soap, deodorant, toothpaste, laundry mm-hmm. detergent. So we need those items as well.
Appreciate you, Mr. Weston. We'll holler at you at another time, man.
All right.
It's your girlie, Lena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Once again, it's on, man. A friend of the show. Man, look, this young man, he's always making history. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best athletes in the city. The 2023 USA Boxing Youth National Champion.
You better say it.
Our very own 3-0. Oh, my God, Mr. Ross, he's in the building.
What's up?
Malachi Ross, hey. What's up, man?
What's up?
Had to call you Mr. Ross this morning,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Ross is crazy.
He 3-0.
Big 3-0. And we've seen the evolution of you growing. You were on the show before you declared you were pro. Then you came back when you were pro. And now you are 3 wins in. Malachi, how you feeling?
3-0. I feel good. This is just the start.
Now, last time you had mama here, this time you got your proud pops here, Mr. Ross. He's in the building. And I know he's a proud father. He's also your trainer, right?
Yes, sir.
So how long does it take for you to actually get in shape for one of these matches? Go through your rigorous training method.
It probably take 4 to 6 weeks, you know, 2 workouts a day, strength and conditioning or boxing workouts or running miles, just that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you need to get your rest too because you can't burn out before the fight.
What's your mentality before? Do you find yourself having to flip a switch or are you just getting in the mode the entire time or you wait till the fight is about to happen and you get into that, okay, let me dive in?
No, I'm getting in the mode the entire time, mm-hmm. like throughout camp, getting my mind right, getting focused and mean.
Yeah. And it's my understanding that you had a first round knockout?
Yep. Last fight, first round knockout.
Sheesh.
Look, if you ever been in a little squabble before, the person who you don't want to get into a fight with is Malachi. He's cool. He's calm.
Very.
And a lot of times when people get into that mode of fighting or boxing or something, sometimes their emotions can get out of control. Malachi, yeah. It seems like you keep your emotions in check at all time, dog.
Yeah, you got to keep your emotions in check. You don't want to get mad in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, end up gassing out, getting tired, falling off your game plan. You in there mad, going off emotions. You gotta stay focused.
Now, outside of just being in the ring, people of course look forward to the actual fight. But when you actually are walking to the ring, that's the part people are excited about too. The song selection, and it's my understanding you putting on for the town with a KC artist that you're gonna be highlighting on your walkthrough.
Yeah, Cali 246. Yeah, I'm going to be coming out to him, my next fight.
That's big.
Okay. And the next fight is this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
In Oklahoma.
Yep.
You're going to represent the town there. Give us the link and how people can tap into it.
The link would be in my social media bio, @real Malachi Ross. It's millions.co. That's what the stream will be on to watch my fight.
We're excited for you. We're wishing you the best of luck per usual.
4-0, I'm calling it.
That's easy.
Yep.
You know, we're going to be cheering for you, and we definitely will still make time. We got to go to one of your matches.
Got to.
I promise you, we
you ever
do
been
that.
To a boxing match? I went to my first one like 5 years ago. Fam,
it was
top five, one of the most exciting things I've ever went.
I gotta do it.
And yeah,
it
was only real entertaining.
It is, bro. It was at
I'm gonna be in there
KCK.
Screaming.
You gonna be a, oh okay. See,
no,
you
come on.
Okay.
Knock him out.
All right, D. We see what you're doing. Malachi, man, we appreciate you always, man, for making time for us and stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good luck on your fight this weekend. We know you're gonna put them hands on.
Oh, for sure.
Sir, I appreciate y'all.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time, high of 71. Currently it is 50, sunny skies at Park College. Talisha Jones, who is the creator and writer behind an AI singer named Zania. Zania, she sat down with Gayle King to discuss the digital artist.
Zania is an extension of me, so I look at her as a real person.
But you can't sing.
I wouldn't call it a shortcut because I still put in the work. And anytime something new comes about and it challenges the norm and challenges what we're used to, you're going to get strong reactions behind it. And I just feel like AI is the new era that we're in.
It is, and expect to see more of this.
Yeah, I don't even think she's the one to blame. Like,
she's not. Timbaland was doing this a year ago or something. Drake got accused of doing this a year and a half ago. Four Bats was accused of this. It's here.
Well, people have been using AI for a while. I believe someone that was actually a part of TLC's album that they had many moons ago, they said that they used a little bit of AI in there. So it's now just kind of being more put out in the front. So there's that. Some minor headlines. Snoop D-O-double-G gifted his wife 3 rings. Not one, not two, but 3.
Oh, he must have cheated big time.
For her birthday. They were celebrating over 30 years of their bond. That was really beautiful. I saw the video of it. I thought it was real cute.
Was.
But 3 rings?
You got some making up to do.
They've been married for like, 20-some years? I'm sure there's
30 years. Everybody got her 3 rings.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sure there's some things going on. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it because of that. It's because of her. I'm sure.
All them double thoughts.
Would you gift your wife 3 rings? In a perfect world?
Well, don't indict me.
No, I'm just asking. Like, do you feel like it's a certain point where certain things is like, you know what? That's not my cup of tea.
Sure. Sure. Why not? If I got money like Snoop, yeah, sure. Why not?
Right. I was going to say, if you Snoop, you just doing anything.
Yeah, but, you know, he did something.
Yes, what you think it is?
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
He did something, D.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those intense, protective, and honest Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to former NBA player Lamar Odom. And sending over a birthday to English actress Thandu Idowu. Happy birthday to my little cousin, Denver Sparkman. Happy 10th birthday.
All right, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Justin Hopkins, Sarah Marie, and Nessa Voracek. Happy birthday, Dennis Barker, Julian Walker, and Mariah Gray. Sending birthday love to Damon Cornell Banks, Trey Blam Blam, and Ashley Carter. Plus a special happy birthday to friend of the show, Crystal Everett, and everybody else born on November 6th. Happy birthday, Scorpio. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Anissa.
Hey, Anissa, what you doing?
Nothing. Just got done dropping kids off at school.
Okay, take a peek down. Tell me if that check engine light is on or not.
It's not on.
That's good. Why you sound a little bit surprised?
Sound like it's a stipulation on the end, huh, D?
All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with 2 tickets to the New Edition tour starring Toni Braxton. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Can you see that you're in love when you don't know the meaning of
love? Should have brought you, bro.
Home last night.
You should have been with me.
What?
If it makes you feel any better, cousin, I don't really know the words either.
Your homework tonight is go home and watch Boomerang and relearn that song.
That's the homework for the both of us. Cousin, you getting those two tickets to go see New Edition and Tony Braxton February 5th at the T-Mobile Center. Who you going to take with you?
Husband. Got to drag him in there.
I know the feeling. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine every day.
Making that real money.